This is WSKG News. I'm Sarah Gager. New York State has long been a center for agriculture, and tonight WSKG premieres a new documentary that celebrates upstate's farming history. The movie is called Harvest. Brian Fry directed the film and says he misses the presence of farmers in popular culture.
One of the things that I thought about a lot when I was doing this film is when I grew up, there were television shows like The Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry RFD and even shows like Bonanza that I watched as a kid. And I remember thinking, well, these are heroes. These are our cultural heroes. And I started thinking, well, who are the rural cultural heroes now? I couldn't think of any. You know, I think we need that. I want some television shows or some movies to talk about rural life.
Families passed their farms down generation to generation. Why do you think so many generations stay with it?
I think it is a calling. I think that farming is one of those things that it is you have to love to do it. It is the type of thing that it gets in your blood. And every farmer I talk to is very proud of that, proud of their heritage, proud of the work that they do, and should be.
New York was in the beer business long before craft breweries were trendy. Talk about the role of hop farms.
Yeah, hop farming, a lot of people don't know, was very, very big in this region around the mid-1800s till about the time of Prohibition. New York was the number one place in the country for many years to get hops from all over the world. And counties like Otsego County and Madison County were a couple counties that were very big in hop farming and were considered some of the best hops in the world. And hop farming is very interesting, and we do a section in the film about how important community was in harvesting these hops. They would go around and call out for people to come and help to harvest these hops, and they would have these big hop parties.
A hoppin' party.
They would. They would.
So as the population expands, so does the need for food. Technology goes a long way to increasing the amount of food farmers can produce, but was there anything else that helped farmers feed the region?
Well, transportation certainly helped a lot, and that goes way back then with the canal system way back in the early 1800s, and then the explosion of the railroad, and then now in trucking and the interstate highway. It certainly reduced the cost. It was very expensive when there were only dirt roads. But you're right, technology, especially the evolution of the tractor, helped farmers expand their fields, and that was really kind of the start of farming to become more of an industry and away from the small family farms.
There was a decline in farming because of industrialism, and then the Great Depression hit. How did farmers cope with those larger economic forces?
Well, it was really tough. And in this area, that was a period of time when the number of farms in the state dropped dramatically. It was at a time when industry, especially in this area in the Northeast, was really growing. And when you think of just the Binghamton area with industries like the Endicott Johnson Shoe Factories and IBM, this was pulling more and more people away from farms.
Can you tell us anything about the current agricultural landscape across upstate?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe people don't realize how many farms still exist in New York State. There are, I think, around 32 or 34,000 farms still. A lot of people are coming back to farming, you know, the food-to-table movement, and they produce an incredible wealth of product. New York State is number one in pumpkins, number two, I believe, in maple syrup. I think it's number four in apples. And the families, 90% of the farms in New York State are family-owned and run farms. And I think what I tried to do in this film is just try to maybe open people's eyes a little bit of what still is here in our community and the importance of that.
Well, Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Brian Fry heads up the history department at WSKG. His new film, Harvest, premieres tonight at 8 on WSKG TV.